Yes, good day to you people. My name is Wilbert Samuels. I live at 42 Pennine Street, and I've been there for about 40 years now. And boy, have I seen a lot of things coming over. I come over to England in 1955, because it was a chance to have a better future, you know? The plan was to come for about 10 years, earn some money, and take the money back to Jamaica and build a nice house for myself, a little two-apartment house with a bit of land in the country. Because I'm a country boy, you know. And that's what I wanted to do, have a little bit of money, so that if I needed to go to Kingston and see my people, or if I wanted to go to Montego Bay, you know, just to have a better life. Yes, well, the journey from Jamaica. When I first got on the boat, I'm thinking, Jesus, look at this big boat here, and look at all of these people on it. And I said to myself, if this boat can hold all of we as people. Anyway, the boat was all right. It was like being on land, but you at sea. The only funky part was when you wake up and you walk out on deck, it's pure water. And I'm thinking, I hope none of them big whales don't decide to come and knock over the boat. Because coming from Jamaica, you hear a lot of stories. And I never see a big whale up front. So anyway, the journey was all right, apart from one day, when somebody was smoking, and instead of them flick the cigarette off the boat, because let's face it, it's a lot of water, the fool go and drop it on deck. And I don't know what they did, but it catch a light on the bottom. And them say, we have to abandon ship. And this stupid woman wouldn't put on her life jacket and get in the lifeboat. She said, no, if this boat is going to burn down, it's going to burn down with me in it. Because I'm not getting in any little small boat and coming off this big boat to get into no big river. And I said to her, it's a sea, you stupid woman. She just wouldn't get into the lifeboat. Anyway, they managed to put out the fire and call me back in. Yes, I remember that part. But it was good. Because we used to play dominoes. Love the dominoes. Some boys used to play cards, like to gamble. But I was a domino man, you know. So we used to play and laugh and joke, play guitar and sing. There were some church people there. Because in Jamaica, you know, we grew up with the church. We used to sing hymns and ask the Father for a safe passage. Make sure we come safe to England. So yes, it was 3 weeks it took us to come. But it was enjoyable. The people on the boat was from all over Jamaica. In fact, all over the Caribbean. And the captain of the ship was a lovely man, Mr. Bennett. Lovely man. And the crew and everybody was very helpful. So yes, it was a very good experience. Yes, because I didn't come on the Windrush. That come before me. I come on another boat. In them times, the aeroplane was only for rich people, really. When I come, we didn't come straight to England. No, we come over the Atlantic. And we stop off in Italy first. Yeah, we stop in Italy. I was looking to see if I could see that funky boy, that Mussolini. Because I never liked that Mussolini, you know. Cheeky man. Coming from the Caribbean, you hear a lot of things. And I thought, I wonder if I could see that Mussolini. Because if I see him, I slap him. But anyway, we leave Italy and then we come back and dock at Dover. Yeah, we come through Dover. And then we get a lift to London and then we come from London and we come via the train up to Manchester. But anyway, that is another story, I tell you again. Hey, hey.